AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the press. It's the Tuesday of the week for the Maybank Championship that'll be in Malaysia. I'm Ryan Ballengee. We're going to talk about that event today. Won't be as long of a show probably as yesterday for a couple of different reasons. One, we have more history at the Commercial Bank Qatar Masters Host Club Doha Country Club. The LPGA has not been in Kuala Lumpur or Malaysia in 6 years. They used to have an event here and then it went away. And now they're back here at this former site of the CIMB Classic on the PGA Tour. Remember that event? And they're back here this week to play. They've got a good purse, $3 million. They've got a decent field. Something like 30 of the world top 50 are competing. But we don't really have history on this golf course. So we're really staking everything out based on current form. You don't get a lot of betting action in this market, particularly around these Asian events. I think we talked the other day about how the folks at the Superbook at Westgate have basically abandoned the Korn Ferry Tour because they get no action on it. They get very little action on the PGA Tour Champions, and they get even less action on LIV. So if that tells you anything, there's typically not a lot of action on the LPGA, but to his credit, Jeff Sherman did include that in there and actually did say LPGA betting action is growing. So we talk about that here because there are good opportunities to make some money. Without much of a knowledge about this golf course, though, at least as it plays for the LPGA, it's going to be tricky to pick winners. Also, with a good field, you don't have the best action here this week. So we start with Atiya Titikun, who is 10-1 to win. She's been playing better recently, but I don't think she's in a position to win yet. Then behind her, you've got Nelly Korda and Jin Young Ko at 12-1. Two phenomenal players. Jin Young Ko's had a nice year, victories-wise, but not all that special in terms of other performance. And she's playing okay, but I don't feel like it's a good week for her. Janet Lin, Ziyu Lin, is 14-1. Been playing well. I think is worth a look, but doesn't win very frequently on the LPGA. You've got Lynn Grant, who ended things pretty well, I think, last time out. She didn't start well. She looked rusty, looked like someone who hadn't played since the Solheim Cup and hadn't played on the LPGA since before the Solheim Cup. So maybe she's knocking that a little bit off. 16-1 is at least worth a look. Celine Boutier feels like she's fallen off after that major championship win at the Evian, so I'm going to stay away. Ronan Yin, same thing. Got number one in the world. Hasn't been as good since. Hayram Ruh, I think, is worth a look at 20-1. Brooke Henderson, I always think, is an interesting play, but at 22-1, I feel like she's just kind of laying off a little bit, so I'm going to stay away there. I would really like to bet either Yuka Sasso or Nasa Hataoka, but they're not playing as well as I thought when I looked into it, so I'm going to skip them. They're 28 and 30-1, respectively. Lydia Ko had a really nice title defense last week at the BMW Ladies Championship, finished tied for third. She was in there until the end. It has been a very strange year for her. She got married last offseason, like at the very end of last year or the very beginning of this year, after one of the kind of triumphant comeback seasons in modern professional golf history, and then just kind of laid an egg all freaking year, and then she comes back here. Now, so maybe she's kind of turning it around in time to do some good things, but right now she's not someone I would go and put some American currency on to win a golf tournament. Someone I would put some American currency to win a golf tournament is Jenny Shin. And I looked at her results before we did the show, and I'll regurgitate them to you again. T10 last week in South Korea, at the Ascendant in Texas, T24, at the Walmart Northwest Arkansas, which is a 54-hole event, but had a good field there. Hayram Ruh wound up winning that by three. She was joint third place with a couple of different players. So, you know, I think that's worth a look as well. I think I mentioned Hyo-Joo Kim earlier. No, I did not. So I'm going to skip her. because she's not in the field. I thought she was playing this week. She's not. Allison Corpuz, I want to throw out there as well in that 30-1 range. She did not play particularly well at the Solheim Cup, but seemed like she knocked off a little rust maybe last time out. Kind of same deal as Lynn Grant, but you're getting a better price for the U.S. Women's Open champion at 30-1. I'm willing to look at her at that price. Maya Stark is 45-1. I've seen her in other books 60-1, so you may want to shop around for that number. She didn't have the best week last week, T41, but in Shanghai she was T8, had a good chance to win. In the Portland Classic, missed the cut. Canadian Women's Open, T41. So she's a little erratic, and we know that. That's why you're getting this price on her. But she has flashed in good form recently. I think being a power player here can help. You don't have to be the best driver of the golf ball to perform in this golf course. And the reason I want to make that parallel, and I'm going to pull it up as I'm thinking about it, so apologies for the clicks. But the CIMB Classic, as I mentioned, was the former event on the PGA Tour. And it used to be at this venue. They called it TPC Kuala Lumpur, but that's gone now. Anyhow, you had Mark Leishman, Pat Perez, Justin Thomas twice, Ryan Moore. So Ryan Moore's a really good ball striker. Nick Watney's a good ball striker. Justin Thomas is a good ball striker. So above all else, you want to, I think, look at golfers who are gaining strokes tee to green, particularly on the approach. So I'm willing to throw Maya Stark in there, but I would be much more interested in Allison Corpuz and Hannah Green at 35-1. Hannah Green should win so much more often than she does, but she doesn't. So that's why you get a decent price on her, and a win can be at least a little bit of a surprise. You start driving down the field a little bit. I'm going to keep throwing her out there. Esther Henslight, she's 90-1 this week. She's been 225-1. She's been 200-1. She's playing really, really well. I'm not saying the win is inevitable, but the way that she has been playing has been fantastic. And I'm willing to put some money on her once again, even at this price of 90-1. I would also, I'm going to keep putting out there Stephanie Kiriakou. She's 100-1. Aditi Ashok, she's 90-1. Aditi is just someone who just gained strokes left and right, tee to green. She came back last week after some time playing in the Asian Games, and she finished, second there in the individual event. She comes here, T56 last week in South Korea. The last outing before that was the AIG Women's Open. She finished T40. She is a very good player. Feels like she plays better in Asian events. She's just a good ball striker. I think that's a worthy price of 90-1 for her. I think you might be able to get a surprise winner this week. And Lauren Coghlan may be, worth a consideration here. I also want to throw out Linnea Strom. They're both in that 130-1 range. And the reason that I like both of them, Linnea Strom came close to winning at the event in Arkansas, the Walmart Northwest Arkansas. She's 130th this year in the 130th right now in the Rolex ranking, but she's 41 in the Race to the CME Globe. She's had a good year. Last four times out, she's cashed. The last two times out were no cut events, so that diminishes that to a degree. She didn't play well in Shanghai, but she did play much better in South Korea against a good field. Like I said, played very well at Rogers, Arkansas, at Pinnacle Country Club in the Walmart Northwest Arkansas. Did finish T19 at the CPKC Women's Open. She's had a good year. She's had a lot of kind of middling finishes, but she has had some high ones. She's had a T4. She's had a second place. She's been there. She's doing well, all things considered. So at that price, I think she is worth looking at. And then Lauren Coghlan flashed up just the last couple of weeks. She is very difficult, in my view, to predict when she plays well. However, she's 65th in the Race to the CME Globe. Last two times out, T10 at the Buick Ladies Champion, or excuse me, the BMW Ladies Championship, T21 at the Buick LPGA Shanghai. She's made similarly three of the last four cuts, she's cashed. T6 at the CPKC Women's Open, She's been coming on, playing pretty decent golf. I think she's worth a look here at that distant of a price. Yes, we have a great field here this week, but if you're trying to look for players in that range where you might get some good money, you've got a six-pack right there to work with that I think is worthy of your money. And it doesn't have to be in large increments, but I think that's where I would kind of like to live this week. And then, again, maybe go after a Lynn Grant as kind of your safety valve and throw in Jenny Shin at 30-1, Allison Corpuz at 30-1. You don't even have to go to Lynn Grant, to be honest with you. I think you get the same value with Allison Corpuz here as you would with Lynn Grant, and you get $14 more in winnings if it all works out. And Jenny Shin's been playing great. So that's kind of what my look for this week is going to be on the LPGA. Let's take some chances on a golf course that most of these players have never seen, and then go from there, taking a couple of deep shots to have a chance to win. Rose Zhang, I think, will draw some attention. She's not playing particularly well lately, but 55-1. She's just not playing as well after that initial win. So maybe a couple steps backward for her, I would probably avoid. I know some people might look toward Ashley Buhai because she got off to a great start last week in South Korea and then just kind of went sideways for a while. Andrea Lee, I think, can win this event at 65-1, but I'm going to put my money elsewhere. So that kind of encapsulates the LPGA scene this week. I did mention Hannah Green as well. I probably bet her too often, so I'm probably going to back off that this week. Again, generally speaking, fall time of year, fewer bets in terms of total volume, maybe more bets in terms of smaller size, and maybe you get a couple of interesting sweats this weekend. Again, everything's overnight here in the United States, so it's going to happen while you're sleeping unless you're on the West Coast and you stay up fairly late. In that case, hey, good luck to you. But otherwise, I think you want to kind of go fishing here this week on a relatively new golf course to these players, or new golf course to most of these players, and in a swing where the travel seems pretty easy because you're staying in the continent, but it's still a big continent. So you've got a lot to deal with when you're making these travel arrangements, and a lot to deal with when you're making the travel from China to South Korea to Malaysia. There's a lot going on here. So the travel schedule for the LPGA is ridiculous. And sometimes it's just so that you can't, the strokes gained travel is something you can't measure. You just really can't. So it's tricky, but nevertheless, I think you can find some surprises here this week, and hopefully one of those gets to the bank for us, gets us a good number. That's going to do it for us today on the LPGA. That's going to do it for us for the week. We don't really have anything else to talk about. The PGA Tour is off. You've got LIV Golf done for the year. PGA Tour Champions is off. They come back next week. So we'll probably be... We'll do three shows next week because we will have the PGA Tour back, and then we'll have the setup for the Charles Schwab Cup finale. We'll have more of it. We'll basically have almost a full slate next week with two tours being done for the year entirely. Thanks so much for listening to the show. I appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can email me, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com. Join Golf News Net for $99 a year. Follow me on Twitter or X, Threads, or Instagram at Ryan Bellinger. Happy to talk golf, betting other sports, life, whatever. Yeah, that's why I sit on these services. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Or actually, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much for... Bad habit. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We'll catch you next week on The Press.